here live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! Oh, yeah. Let's go. You know the number, 888-957-9570. Let's get it started. NBA Western Conference semifinals. Here we come. Golden State Warriors. And it's pretty wild how we got there. Going in on Friday night. Think, oh, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party at Chase Center. It was a party. We had Willard and Dibbs out there. Bonte was feeling good on NBC Sports Bay Area's pregame show, Warriors Live. We were all feeling good. And they just absolutely laid an egg. What the hell happened? Friday, we got unnecessary just nerves the entire weekend. Are the Dubs really going to trick this thing off to the Sacramento Kings? The Kings haven't been to the playoffs in 17 years? No. We got Steph Curry. We're going to be fine. And you know what? The Golden State Warriors were fine yesterday in Sacramento, 120 to 100. Stephen freaking Curry, the chef. He was a Food Network star. He was a Iron Chef star. He was a great British Bake Off star last night because the chef was cooking. 50. Yeah. 50 in a game seven. Seven of 18 from beyond the arc. 20 of 38 overall. Putting the team on his back. That's what champions do. That's what Hall of Famers do. That's what top 10 players of all time do. And that's what a player that is a top 10 player of all time going into a top 5 player of all time does. He is the franchise. He is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. He is the greatest shooter to ever play the game. And when it's all said and done, he might just be the greatest point guard to ever play the game. That is one Stephen freaking Curry. So welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show. I am your host, Joe Spadoni. And as always, the number is 888-957-9570. If you would like to get involved in the program, we have a lot to get into. Yes, we know the sexy matchup. We know who the opponent is. It's Braun, it's AD, and it's the purple and gold, the Los Angeles Lakers. Starts tomorrow. We'll have all that coverage all day, all postseason long, throughout that entire series. And yes, relationships will be tested here at the station. If you're on YouTube, Twitch, welcome. I don't even need to explain why. You see what I'm wearing. So again, if you'd like to call in, talk about their performance, talk about that series, 888-957-9570 is the number. Stephen freaking Curry, man. I mean, he's just going to be the story all day. He is the story. He is the franchise. He's what you needed. When Klay Thompson wasn't getting done offensively, who's going to step up? When Andrew Wiggins is struggling offensively, who's going to step up? When Jordan Poole's not giving you anything, who's going to step up? It was Steph Curry. It was Kevon Looney. 21 boards. Like, Kevon Looney. We were talking about last week. I need to reiterate it right now. Who looked like the all-star in that series? Sabonis? Please. It was Loon Dog, Kevon Looney. Not even close. 10 offensive rebounds? That's not normal. 10? It's unbelievable. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. We're going to hear from Klay Thompson. We're going to hear from that guy, Kevon Looney, that guy, Stephen Curry, and that guy, Draymond Green. Because Draymond said something yesterday in his podcast after the game talking about the chef making a speech. That doesn't happen. Steph freaking Curry is making a speech. So we'll get at all of that. Again, the number, if you'd like to get involved, 888-957-9570, the number to call or text. Give us a call. We've been on a roll here. We've been getting like almost a call a day. That's some sort of record. That's when I know the Warriors are popping, because we got guys and girls getting off work early, getting off work to go to sleep, but they're like, no. I gotta catch the pregame show with my guy Spadoni. Give us a call. If you're getting up early, give us a call. If you're getting ready for school, doing what you gotta do. We got our man John in here, producer extraordinaire. He's our Ben Zobrist. He's a utility man. He's strong. He's shadowing our illustrious producer of the Morning Roast and host of the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, Sam Lubman. He's shadowing him because he's filling in for him the rest of the week. Sammy's going to Puerto Rico. It's an important week, Sam. I need you, man. It's Lakers dubs and you're going on vacation? What are you doing? I know. They got TVs over there. You can lock in. Kind of jealous. That must be nice. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Thank you to everyone chiming in so early on YouTube. It's already on fire. Morali, Rennell, Miner, Luis, Gabriel, Adrian, Robbie, Ian, all these guys. El Guero. Appreciate all y'all standing up. Rennell, Sacramento fans are going to be rooting for the Lakers now, which is hilarious because they were rivals a long time ago. I don't know who the Sacramento fans are going to be rooting for. My guess would be the Nuggets at this point. But hey, hell of a season. The beam has been dimmed. It's gone, but it will not be forgotten. Hell of a season, Sacramento, Kings Nation. That was fun. That was more than I thought that the Kings could test the Warriors. Hey, I picked the Warriors in five games. I'll admit it, I was wrong. I thought they were going to be too young. The lights were going to be too bright. And ultimately, they were. But it took a game seven. And it took one of the greatest performances in the history of the NBA to vanquish you. From Stephen freaking Curry. Again, if you're just joining us, 50. 50 burger. That's a lot of Whoppers. Whopper, 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 Whopper. That's a Big Mac. That's a superstar from Carl's Jr. That's a double-double. It's a Shake Shack burger. It's whatever one you want it to be. Stephen Curry. Game 7. Night-night. Hey. Steve Kerr. How do you feel about that game?
He doesn't surprise me. We all take him for granted because he's brilliant night after night, and we've been watching this for 10 years. And, you know, you just have to remind yourself every once in a while, big picture, this is one of the great players in the history of the game. But that's how I felt back in my playing days with Michael Jordan. You'd see it night after night, so you just took it for granted. So that's how it is with Steph. It's over and over and over again. And the resilience and the work that goes into that and the focus, it's incredible to watch. I guess we were just taking a lot of timeouts. You asked about what our discussions were. It was just about getting rest. And we took a few timeouts during the game just to get him a chance to breathe and our other guys. And all I remember saying to him and the group was just, you know, focus on the next possession and don't worry about results. Just keep doing all the things we've talked about all series long. You know, rebounding, taking care of the ball, possession after possession. And this tonight was the best game plan discipline that we've had all year for sure. And one of the great games that I can remember since I've been here in terms of being that locked in for 48 minutes, and that's what it took.
That's what it took, and that's what he did. And it's pretty true. Like, they just needed Steph to be Steph because no one else was showing up offensively. Just look around the stat sheet right now, and it's unbelievable to look at the plus-minus, and I know plus-minus, it's a flawed stat. It's some people think it's the end-all, be-all. But yesterday, it tells the tale of the tape, if you will. All the starters, plus 25, and then you got Clay at plus 30. All the bench players, minus. Kuminga, minus 4. Payton, minus 13. DiVincenzo, minus 6. Poole, minus 2. Moody, minus 5. It's pretty unbelievable. It's pretty unbelievable just how badly they needed Steph Curry, and he delivered. Like he usually does. And you're in awe of the guy. And I saw it was Mark Willard, I think, tweeted this, and it was a great tweet. Catch him on Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 6 every single day. Him and Willard and Mark and Dan Dibley were at the arena, I think, drawing much of the ire of Dub Nation because they were pretty damn confident, I think. We're hyping up the crowd like this. We got this. I blame them for the jinx on Friday. But they got the job done in Sacramento. They just needed to get away from Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, the team that is. But Mark had a great tweet. He was like, listen, I don't know if he's the greatest player of all time, but he's most impressive when he's talking about Stephen Curry. Just given his size, and when you compare him to guys like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, guys who were that tall and strong. And you got Steph, who's 6'3", 200 pounds, soaking wet. It's unbelievable. Now, I'm 5'11". I would kill for 6'3". You kidding me? So there's still somewhat there. His dad was an NBA player. So, and a great shooter. So he got some help there. But other than that, it wasn't like he was super gifted physically compared to the rest of his peers. Not even close. It's just so wild to look back at that footage when he's at Davidson. A young Steph, him and Monte sharing the court together. How skinny he was. How much this guy has worked on his body, on his fitness, on his conditioning. To be able to do this at that level, at this age, 35 years old, it's unprecedented. Yeah, I know. There's a few guys. But it's a short list. Karl Malone, LeBron James, basically it. That's the company you're in. Two of the greatest players of all time. This doesn't happen. But Stephen Curry makes it happen because he puts in the work. He puts in the time. It's all about heart. His heart is his superpower. It's a great kids book. Go out and get it. His heart is his superpower. And it's infectious. And that's why there will be no one, again, in the history of Bay Area sports like Stephen Curry, what he means to this region. There's only one team. It's not split. He's the guy that unites everyone. Who is he in? I'm trying to think of a superhero comp. Who's the one person that unites everyone? Help me out, YouTube chat. 888-957-9570 as well. But he's the one dude. Captain America? Sure. He's the leader. He's that dude. Stephen freaking Curry. Talking about this series and being aggressive. Here's his thoughts after the game yesterday.
It was a really fun series. It was tough from game one to game seven, and it was kind of a vibe of different adjustments from game to game. And based on how game six went, we knew that they were probably going to stick to the same kind of formula, playing mostly small, you know, different rotations. And that allowed us to kind of go back to the drawing board on how we wanted to attack their defense and keep the game as simple as possible and to the pace that we like it. And that was a lot of pick and roll, a lot of just organized offense that gave us a good start. We got some good looks to open up the game, and that allowed us to connect our offense and defense together. We say that a lot, and that's a big part of who we are and how we were successful. So for me, it was just about being aggressive in that scheme and being as consistent as possible. And obviously, I got up 38 shots for a reason, because you know we started to see where the holes were, and I could be ultra aggressive to get looks, and it worked.
Be ultra aggressive, and that is what he was. Again, 38 shots, 20 of 38 overall, 50 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. Steph Curry doing the damn thing. Appreciate all y'all chiming in. We got people from London. Shout out Gabriel. Shout out Erwin from the Netherlands. Love that. We got a lot of Netherlands people here. Where's my guy Vic? Got the Netherlands station here at the pregame show. Let's go. Love my Wesley Schneider and Arjen Robben. Virgil van Dijk. That's about my knowledge of Netherlands players. 888-957-9570. Good morning, Nicole. Appreciate you chiming in. Willie Montez, enjoy the series win against the Kings because it's Lakers in five. Oh, we got Lakers fans already chiming in. I could already tell. And listen, we'll have plenty of time to get into Lakers dubs. We have all day tomorrow to do that. And maybe we'll do a little sneak peek at the crossover with Joe Shasky when he joins me at around 5:45 like he does each and every day, Monday through Friday. Joe Shasky, the morning roast, he's fired up. But we'll have plenty of time to dissect and preview that series, the implications with LeBron, with Steph, legacy. As Steiny likes to say, this is a legacy game. No. This will be a legacy series when it comes to those two. And I think whoever wins this series gets to keep Draymond Green. I think those are the rules, right? I think that's fair, right? Lakers, Warriors, get to keep Draymond, whoever wins that series. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, Dad, don't forget Ruud van Nistelrooy. It's a great, great point. Used to play him in the FIFA early 2000s, more great Netherlands players. Captain Planet, that's who Stephen Curry is. He unites everyone. He's the greatest point guard of all time, that from the 408. He'll be in that conversation if he gets that fifth ring. Magic still has the edge on him there. But it's getting harder and harder to say that Stephen Curry is not the greatest point guard of all time when he puts up performances like he did yesterday in Sacramento. It's just unbelievable. And I'm trying to find better words to describe him, but you can't because you've never seen anything like him before. So when I say it's unbelievable, it's because I've never seen anything before Steph, and we're never going to see him anything after him. He's that great. And the greatness on the court is equally impressive off the court because he's just a good-ass dude. And the NBA has been in such great hands the last decade plus with guys like Steph. And I know we hate him, but LeBron, great guy off the court. Like, these guys are so squeaky clean in comparison to some of the other guys in some other leagues, NFL. They're unbelievable. So great human, great player, great competitor, and such an easy guy to root for, whatever team you're on. Yeah, the shimmying, yeah, the showboating, yeah, light the beam when he was doing that. It's what everyone likes. He's a showman. And Adam Silver has got to be salivating at this next series. Are you kidding me? This is like, this is going to do NBA Finals numbers this round. I'd be willing to wager this is going to be on par with the NBA Finals when it comes to ratings. This Lakers-Warriors series. Again, we'll have plenty of time to get into that and dissect the X's and O's, but I cannot wait. I'm dreading it and am excited about it all in the same. 888-957-9570 is the number. And here's more from the chef last night after his 50 burger, talking about the team's competitive spirit.
The competitive spirit's always in us, and we didn't need any sound bites to motivate us, but it did help to know. They thought they had something in the sense of the pace that they tried to get the game to in game six, and that was a talking point for them. But at the end of the day, we knew who we are, and, you know, these last 36 hours to regroup and try to figure out, you know, what our adjustments are going to be and how we wanted to come out. We had a great talk yesterday and great film session, and there's still nerves and anxiousness and anticipating a big night, but when we get out there, our experience took over and felt pretty comfortable from the jump, so it was a great experience.
And boy, were there nerves all around. Just look at all the other players. You can just look at their stat sheet and be like, oh yeah, lights were too bright. Just both teams, too. I'm not just singling out the Sacramento Kings. Look at the free throws. Warriors are 19-30. Klay missed two in a row. Steph missed two in a row. It's like, oh boy, here we go. Like, that's real. That's nerves right there. Even the chef felt nerves. That happens. King, 16-27. These guys were both shooting 60% from the line. Horrible. And then you just look at the Kings. Fox, 5-19. Sabonis, yeah, he had 10-16. That was damn near all in the first half. Didn't do jack in the second half. My guy Looney shutting him down to the tune of 21 rebounds again. Kevon Looney, cannot talk about him enough. Steph's going to get all the shine, and deservedly so. He put the team on his back offensively. But defensively, it was Kevon, and it wasn't even close. 10 offensive rebounds, I should say. And my God, Kevon, he's going to have his work cut out for him in this next round. But what he did to shut down Domantas Sabonis, the Kings' best player, top to bottom statistically, and now we know that's De'Aaron Fox after the series, but in the regular season, Domantas Sabonis was that dude for the Kings. He got shut down, plain and simple. And if you're the Sacramento Kings, you got to take a good, long look at the future of this team with that core, because I don't know if it's going to work with Sabonis come playoff time. Especially when you're going up against a team like the Warriors, or like the Lakers, or like the Grizzlies, when they got dominant bigs like they do. And yeah, I said Looney was dominant this series. Think I'm kidding? He was. Just look at the stats. Like, when you go up against those guys defensively, and he's doing what he was doing yesterday in the second half, not showing up, you got to take a good, long, hard look and be like, is this going to work? Maybe you got to get a new running mate for De'Aaron Fox. I know he's special. He's a superstar. I saw it in these playoffs. Maybe that finger injury got to him a little bit. Maybe the lights were too bright, if you will, forcing a lot. Trying to put the team on his back, it just wasn't going down for him. Kevin Huerter didn't show up all series. 2-9 again yesterday. Harrison Barnes doing what Harrison Barnes does in Game 7s. Not show up. Just not enough when you're relying on guys like Trey Lyles, Edwards, Mitchell, Like, Davis, really? That's the guy we're going with? Mike Brown, Terrence Davis for that long when he damn near hasn't played barely the entire series? And you're going to give him 26 minutes? Thought Mike Brown kind of got a little too complacent yesterday. I'll just say that. He needed to go back to certain lineups, left Sabonis in too long, left a guy like Davis in too long, dumb fouls, young players, boneheaded mistakes, and ultimately it cost the team in Game 7. And let's not get it twisted. Going into Game 7, Kings were the one with all the momentum. They were at home. All the pressure was on the Golden State Warriors, but you know what? When you have a guy like Stephen Curry, you can put the weight of the world on his shoulders, and I'm going to believe that guy's going to deliver. What is it? Is that guy, Samson? Who's the dude that carries around the boulder all the time, the weight of the world? And then Gree, I don't know. Again, YouTube, help me out with these analogies I'm making that I cannot get right this early in the morning at 5:21 in the morning. I'm just so damn excited for this series coming up. It's hard not to talk about it because we're going to dissect it all again tomorrow, Warriors-Lakers. Game one tomorrow at Chase Center. Be there or be square. We'll have all the coverage all week, all series long when it comes to that. But it's just one of the juiciest matchups in the history of the NBA. And it's not even in the conference finals. It's in the conference semifinals. Doesn't happen like that often. And the Warriors and Lakers, they don't meet very often. So again, we'll break all of that down as the week goes on. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's our guy Klay Thompson talking about having a quote-unquote disgusting shooting night.
I mean, I've been in this league long enough to know that if you don't have a great shooting night, you can do other things to impact the game. And I pride myself on being a basketball player and can always control your attitude and effort. Although I was 4-for-19, which is disgusting. A plus 30, I'll take that.
Yeah, but you know what, Klay? You hit the biggest shot. Going into that fourth quarter, right at the end there, the third, when the Kings were starting to feel some momentum. They cut it within six. And then our guy Terrence Davis with the boneheaded foul, fouling Klay, who made just one of his very few three-pointers, but it was the biggest one of the game. 2-for-10 from beyond the arc. But that one right there, the and one, the four-point play to push him back up at 10 heading into the fourth, that was so demoralizing if you were a Sacramento Kings fan. And I felt right there, I was like, that was it. That was the punch. That was the final blow, if you will, to the Sacramento Kings. And it was at the start of the fourth quarter, when it didn't even start yet. Klay Thompson delivers that. So yeah, he may have been just atrocious overall from shooting. 4-for-19, my goodness, Klay. He was pressing. But he made that shot, and that's what matters. 888-957-9570 if you'd like to give us a call or text. Again, YouTube, Twitch is up and running. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Spadoni underscore Joe. We're reacting all day right here on 95.7 The Game to the Golden State Warriors 120-100 Game 7 victory over the Sacramento Kings. They head to the next round, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. So damn exciting. And guess what? You know what else is exciting? President of Basketball Operations for the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers. Yeah. Joining the boys at 7 o'clock. Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast. That's going to be appointment radio. Download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game. Make sure you're liking and subscribing on YouTube. All of that, Twitch, same thing there. President of Basketball Operations, Bob Myers. I see this from the Comcast Business text line, Spadoni. I hope you're not using the same mic cover that Steiny was using because he violated that thing last Friday. What the hell did he do? What did Steiny do to the mic cover? This is mine, by the way. This is fine. But what did he do? I was there for the first half of the show. I know he was getting into it with some Phil Collins on a Phil Collins Friday. He was feeling in the air tonight. I think he was feeling a little something else. Guy was on cloud nine, him and Daryl the Guru Johnson. But what was Steiny doing? Let me know, text line. Quote, violating his mic cover? It sounds graphic, and I don't even want to just dwell on what the text line or what the YouTube chat's going to say. But I thought it was more of what he does here, up and down, Matt Steinmetz, the most ridiculous of the mic movers here at the station. I've never seen a guy stand up and sit down more than Matt Steinmetz. I got to do my favorite Steiny impressions right now if you're on Twitch and YouTube. Man, I love Matt Steinmetz. That guy, he's going to be fired up. 10-2. Him and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Cannot wait. All the shows, again, we got Morning Roast, 6-10. Steiny Goo, 10-2. Willard Dibbs, 2-6. It's all right here on 95.7 The Game, and we got a lot to still to get into after the Warriors take out the Sacramento Kings, 120-100. Stephen Curry, 50 points, and we're breaking it all down right here on 95.7 The Game. The number, 888-957-9570. Don't go anywhere. More Dubs reaction as they move on to round two right here on the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Good morning to all of you for just waking up, just getting off work, getting ready to do what you got to do. If you're an insomniac and I put you to sleep, well, glad to do so. Golden State Warriors, 120. Sacramento Kings, 100. Warriors heading on to round two. The beam turned off. They're going home. Stephen Curry, 50. 20 of 38, 7 of 18 from beyond the arc, 8 boards, 6 assists, the chef doing his thing. He's cooking. I did the Iron Chef, Bake Off, Food Network star, whatever you want to call him. I know Aisha has all the cookbooks and stuff, but it's Steph. It will always be Steph. Steph is and always will be the dude here in the Bay Area. Shout out the Big Lebowski. Stephen Curry's that guy. He unites everyone. He's Captain Planet. That's what we've been talking about. And it was so special to watch that performance. It was so special. Game sevens like that, just, it don't happen. It's never happened. 50 points in a game seven? You kidding me? When no one else was doing jack? And I mean no one else was doing anything. Sabonis had 22 points. Those were the most hollow points I've ever seen. Shasky has the best nickname for him, Sleepy Hollow. Shout out Johnny Depp. That's exactly what it is. No one else touched 20 outside of those two guys. 50? Doubling and tripling your own teammates in points? It's outrageous. It's absurd. No. It's Stephen Curry, and it's what he does. And what's even more ridiculous and outrageous is what Draymond Green said on his podcast after. That it wasn't just some, you know, it wasn't just some Steph just, you know, was so quiet and he just does what he does. It's the quiet confidence. No. Before the game, he spoke. Yes. It wasn't Hunter Pence. No. It wasn't Draymond Green, the emotional leader of the team. It was the quiet guy, Steph Curry, speaking up before game seven. Here's Draymond Green on his podcast talking about it.
And he delivered such a powerful message. It was incredible. It was, listen, we just got embarrassed last night. We got embarrassed on our home floor with an opportunity to close out a team. And we never showed up. He said, if you getting on this bus, you making a commitment to this team. I don't care how many minutes you play. I don't care if you don't play a single second. I don't care if it's points, rebounds, whatever it is. But if you're getting on this bus, you are saying, I am going to do whatever it takes as far as my preparation goes to win this game. We're not going out like that. Like we went out game six, we're not going out like that. We have an opportunity to play in game seven. They're rare. They don't come around. Take advantage of the moment. Embrace the moment. And he went a little further in, but it was such an incredible speech. And when he finished, he said, anybody else got something? Nah, champ. It's enough said. You said it all. When he delivered that speech, I can't say I knew he was going to come out and get 50, but I knew he was going to come out and do something incredible. And I knew there was no way he was going to allow us to lose that game.
Pretty freaking awesome. Draymond Green there talking about game seven speech Steph Curry. Before he even went out on the court to drop 50, he was dropping bars in the pregame. You kidding me? Steph Curry, the emotional leader and the leader on the court for this Golden State Warriors team. Don't get it twisted. He is the leader. I know in the past we've always said, you know, Steph, you know, he leads by example, but he doesn't really talk much. Him and Clay are just very quiet. Draymond's that guy. He's the energy. He's the fire. No. You've seen it these last few years now. That fire, the fire that burns brightest is the will to win. That was a horrible Al Davis impression. But you get what I'm trying to say. His will to win and his commitment to excellence, that is Steph Curry, spreads throughout. It spreads in that locker room. It spreads with the coaching staff. It spreads with Bob Myers, president of basketball operations, who's joining the morning roast at 7 o'clock. Appointment radio. Be there or be square. Download that LLC app. Favorite 95.7 The Game. Subscribe on YouTube, Twitch, all of that. Twitter, at Morning Roast 957. But he's infectious. That energy, that desire, that passion, whatever you want to call it, moxie. Stephen Curry has it, swagger. He can do it all, and he could do no wrong here in the Bay Area. He has already cemented himself as the greatest, if not 1B, 1C, whatever, with Montana, Rice, whatever you want to do. He's up there. He's on the Mount Rushmore in the Washington position as the greatest Bay Area athlete of all time. He's up there. With a fifth ring, we're not talking Bay Area. He's talking top five, top four, three, two, hell. No, a lot of you already have him at one. He's in that conversation as the greatest NBA player of all time. It's unbelievable. Again, the way he does it, that no one else has done like that before, shooting the ball, being the greatest shooter of all time, him working on his craft, his longevity, his conditioning, his fitness routine. He's 35 years old. This doesn't happen. He's supposed to be like a sixth man type now. He's supposed to be, you know, not running off the ball like he does. He's supposed to be, you know what, chill in the corner. I'll do my Ray Allen thing. We're hanging out. I'm just, you know, I'll give you some on defense still. I'll make some winning plays. But you know what? I'm here to make a corner three and win the game for us. No. I'm running the offense. I'm running around, running circles on all these guys. I'm going to show these young bucks, these young kings. I'm going to show where they're actually princes. And I'm the king. I'm the chef. And now he's going to come at another king in King James next round. He's going to try to take his crown away. How many crowns is Stephen Curry going to have after this is all said and done? He's taking one from the kings. He's going to try to take another one from the king. And he's going to try to get that championship crown. That's three for the three-point master himself, Stephen Curry. 888-957-9570. You guys are fired up on YouTube. I believe it. I love it. Nikki LeGrand, Spadoni's selling out. Can't wait for the Warriors to beat his Lakers. Listen, on this show, and I'll preface this now before the series even starts, see me, what I'm wearing, if you're on Twitch and YouTube. Know where I stand on that. But when it comes to the games, when it comes to the series, when it comes to the X's and O's, the pregame show with Joe Spadoni will be impartial. We'll just be breaking down the facts, the players. No narratives here. No Nick Wright. No Skip Baseless. None of that stuff. No. We're talking strictly ball here on the pregame show. Now, 6 o'clock comes around, or even 5:55 at the crossover, and Joe Shasky joins me. Oh, you'll see Laker Spadoni. That's behind the board. That's different. When I'm here, I'm Joseph Spadoni. Pre-game show, I'm Joey Spadoni. I'm the little brother that's going to piss you off. But for now, X's and O's only here. 888-957-9570. Bob Beamer wants Warriors Heat in the finals. How about those Miami Heat real quick? Heat culture, 1-0. The Denver Nuggets, 1-0. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, they in trouble a little bit. They've been very underwhelming. That was a very troubling first game for them. Did you see some of the effort that DeAndre Ayton was not giving going up against Nikola Jokic? There was this highlight. I saw, and I was watching that game intermittently. I'm not super locked into all these other series because, well, the main course starts tomorrow with Lakers-Warriors at Chase Center. But I was watching that game, and I was like, ugh. Jamal Murray, if he's back and he's doing what he did back in the bubble, and we haven't really seen him do anything since then because he got hurt, obviously. He's been out. He's been rehabbing. But if he does what he did this past weekend, yeah, they got a great shot at not just beating the Suns, but going to the NBA Finals. That would be a very tough squad. And we got to watch him do it. We've seen this Nuggets team fizzle out in the past. But if Jamal Murray's going to be making shots like he was making, they got a great, great opportunity. 888-957-9570 is the number if you would like to get involved. Again, call or text that number. We're taking everything. We're taking Kings Warriors thoughts, Stephen Curry greatness thoughts. We're taking speech thoughts. And I think we got some leaked audio of that speech that we're going to play on the other side. So don't go anywhere. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 888-957-9570. The crossover will be next with Joe Shasky, my man, right here on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. One more segment here for you before tossing over to the Morning Roast, where they will be joined at 7 o'clock by President of Basketball Operations for the Golden State Warriors, Bob freaking Myers. Yeah, 7 o'clock appointment radio. Be there, be square. 888-957-9570. Start lining them up. If I can't get to you, those guys will. Warriors 120, Kings 100, Stephen Curry 50 points. They're moving on to the next round to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. The purple and gold, King James, Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, all of that. And we'll have plenty of time to break down that series as the week goes on. Tomorrow is all Lakers, obviously. There's so many storylines to break down from that alone. Just the legacy aspects. Steph, LeBron, part 50 million, it seems like. Whoever wins this series will probably keep Draymond Green. Joking, but kind of not really. Real quick, before Joe Shasky joins me for the crossover, I want to get Nick in Berkeley here. Nick, you're on 95.7 The Game. How you doing, man? Nick, you there? Berkeley. Nick, going once, going twice. He gone. As Joe Shasky joins me now for the crossover. And Joe, we've been talking about it. Just Stephen Curry, what he did to put the team on his back when no one else was doing jack. And I mean jack.
Kevon Looney.
Yes.
Kevon Looney.
Other side, the Kings, nothing. It looks like the lights were too bright, and you saw the antithesis of whatever that is with Stephen Curry. 50 points in a closing game on the road where you have sucked all year on the road. To do what he did yesterday was just so damn special. And just what was your overall thoughts and takeaways from that?
That was one of the greatest Bay Area individual playoff performances of all time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you think about that Kaepernick performance that lives in everyone's head against Green Bay, right? Remember that game? You know, he threw for 290, ran for a buck 70. You know, it's just one of those moments. That Steph Curry moment, it's not Game 7 Bumgarner, but my God, is it close.
No.
If the only way it's bigger is if it happens in the Western Finals or the Finals. He was unbelievable. And it wasn't just like him. He completely dictated the pace. That's number one, right? Control the pace. That was Luka Doncic-esque in the way that he was like, no, I'm going to hunt every single matchup I want. Malik Monk, I'm going to cook you. Davion, I'm going to cook you. Terrence Davis, I'm going to cook you. Every single guy. And look, first half was so bad for a lot of guys.
Oh my God.
Klay Thompson turned it over. I mean, how they finished with just 7 turnovers or 6 turnovers is beyond me because it felt like all 6 came in the first 5 minutes.
Both teams pretty damn good in the turnover margin.
I know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Wiggins wasn't hitting early on. Draymond was nah. Poole was fast.
No one could make a free throw. Both teams. It was just like, you saw the nerves
unreal.
On both sides. Like, that's the thing. Like, both teams and even Steph. Steph missed 2 free throws in a row. It's like, and so did Klay.
No,
I was like,
they missed 1,000 free throws in the third quarter.
That's nerves. I'm sorry. Like, that's Game 7. That's a raucous atmosphere. That's the Sacramento Kings not wanting to die. That's what they did in Game 6. That, by the way, we're not going to talk about that. because the Warriors won yesterday in convincing fashion at the end. But game six, we were all, you were in the building,
it
Joe.
It was horrific.
Like, that was awful.
Horrific.
And to come back to what they did yesterday, it's pretty impressive.
Joey, I'm not even trying to downplay it. Being at the game, it was one of the worst losses I can remember in Warrior playoff history. In terms of, like, they didn't even show up. It's one thing if you just get beat. Like, they got boat raced in that game. And so I was so, I mean, I took a blow across the face. Saturday, everywhere I went, everyone, this is the number one. What happened? Like, what happened? Why were they so bad? And all these people ripping the crowd? No, I was there. The crowd was dying for them to get multiple stops in a row. They were dying for someone to hit a bucket. The place was ready to lose its mind. It was a 5-point game, or maybe it was a 4-point game. DiVincenzo missed a three. Everyone was on the edge of their seats waiting for the Warriors to meet them halfway with the energy. Okay, back to Steph Curry for a second. Watching him in that second half, I must have said 50 times, this is like watching Jordan. This is like watching Magic. This is like watching Kobe. This is like watching LeBron. You are watching one of the greatest players to ever hold a basketball in their hand, do his thing at the highest level, and he floaters, you know, finishing with the right off the wrong foot, finishing with the left, reverses, step backs. How about the three that he hit where he got knocked down by Terrence Davis and it should have been an and one?
How about the countless just running right onto the basket and just uncontested layup after layup because he's just cooking and blowing past guys.
Unreal.
He's 35, Joe. This isn't supposed to happen. I think our minds have just been warped because we've looked at some great players.
Because he's a unicorn.
We've looked at guys like, oh, Tom Brady told you he was 45. Yeah, that's the outlier.
Yeah,
LeBron is an outlier. Stephen Curry, these are outliers. You know what usually happens? It's what happens to guys like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
CP3.
They break down. CP3. That's what usually happens at this age. So credit to his conditioning. And let's not get it twisted, Joe. Early on in this guy's career, did we think he was going to get to this level?
No.
We thought he was going to be here. His ankles were a problem. Tissue paper is what we used to call him.
I think it would have been fair to say after Durant left, if they got back to one Western Conference Finals, we would all have been like, you know what? It's incredible. Like, honestly, and I'm not trying to downplay it. Like,
it's a great Draymond impression, by the way. It's incredible.
Oh, dude, that's absolutely incredible. I mean, and Draymond was, look, the stat sheet maybe is a little favorable to Draymond. I thought Draymond was okay.
He's okay.
I thought he was okay.
I thought
yesterday.
Everyone outside of just Looney and Curry were just okay. Like, that those were the guys.
But that was that's why Steph Curry is a legend. And look, today's probably not the day. I hold Magic Johnson in the highest regard. I just don't know how, after the body of work, and I know Magic's career was cut short. Like, I acknowledge all of the context, but part of what separates the greatest of all time is longevity and what you do to tack on your resume. Now, nine finals is nine finals for Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph Curry's already at six finals appearances. He could get to seven.
Yeah.
This year? No, I don't know. Maybe they run out of steam. I don't know.
This is when the rings start to matter, like, towards the end of your career. Yeah, so if he can get that fifth, then absolutely. It's because he's top
time. He's Babe Ruth of threes.
Yes. He's the greatest athlete in the history of the Bay Area. I'm ready to say because
he is. He did that for me in game four. I told you that when I came in that next day. I said, he's Joe Montana. He's Wilt. He's Jerry Rice. He's Barry Bonds, all wrapped in one. And all those guys, like Joe Montana, he dropped back 30 times in a game, right?
Yeah.
30. Barry Bonds, he'd get four at-bats. Jerry Rice, maybe he'd catch 10 passes. Steph Curry had the ball in his hand for what felt like 40 of the 48 minutes.
He's the conductor of the orchestra. He is Mozart. He is Beethoven. He's whatever you need him to be.
Thank you.
He is Guy Fieri. He's the mayor of Flavortown, all right? He's everything. He's the chef. And that's what makes him so damn cool. And I saw Willard, and I don't agree with Mark on a lot.
What'd he say?
But his tweet, he was like, you know what? I don't know if Stephen Curry is the best, and he is one of the best, but he's the most impressive that I've ever seen. And I think I could agree with him on that. He is one of the most impressive athletes to watch, not because of what he does with the shooting, and that's great. The amount of running this guy does, and it just goes back to his conditioning.
Unreal.
It is so damn impressive at the age of 35 that he is able to blow past these young guns. De'Aaron Fox, he's the fastest guy in the league. And it's not his legs that are hurt, it's the tip of his finger blowing past Malik Monk. Like, this team, this Sacramento Kings team, and that's why I said at the start of it, and I didn't think it was going to be this difficult, but I told you, Joe, this might be the hardest series in the West that they have to go through en route to a potential another NBA title. It's because they mirror them. It's like they were looking at their team from 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, like we're playing against ourselves.
100%.
And it was pretty damn cool to watch.
Well, and I would say, like, Malik Monk said, oh, you know, they're an older team. And I didn't think The way he said it, I didn't think it was shade. But I can understand where if I was on the other end of it, I would perceive it as
shade. They kind of looked old yesterday, but outside of Wiggins, they are old.
Yeah. It's okay. They are. Steph's 35.
Yes.
He's 35. I mean, so anyway, the point of it, look, guys made contributions. In the third quarter, Clay hit a huge shot on the baseline. He had an unbelievable three. I thought Wiggins attacking the hoop on offensive rebounds really was a big difference. They got nothing, really, from GP2. He missed the smoke, the layup. They got nothing, really, from DiVincenzo. And I'm not knocking these guys. It just happens in a series. And that's why, let's take a deep breath. Everything feels like it can reset for the Lakers. Now, that doesn't mean it will, but it can. Meaning, maybe I break the Kuminga genie bottle. Maybe, by the way, Moses Moody, in his limited action, feels like a trusted agent for this series moving forward.
No, and both offensively and defensively. He's just doing all the little things. He's a smart player. And, Draymond, and I'm sure you guys will break into it, he talked about it. I played the cut last week. I'm not going to play it now because it's pretty damn long. But just talking about Game 7 speech. Steph doesn't say a lot, but when he speaks and he wants commitment from every single player heading into that Game 7, because don't get it twisted, he was embarrassed by what happened in Game 6. A player of his caliber going out like that, and we've seen it in the past, it's not pretty. Listen, if you're watching on Twitch, I'm wearing a Kobe jersey. It did not end well. It ended with Andrew Bynum clotheslining J.J. Barea, and that was it.
It Phil Jackson was never gone. Ends well. You don't. Normally
it doesn't end well.
You normally don't get the John Elway send off.
No, or if it ends, it could be in the finals, and you'll never get back. Well, kind of thing.
I mean, the Magic Johnson ending was abrupt, right?
Yes.
And it was because of obviously everything that happened with his health.
Yes.
Larry Bird was on his back, on his back, or lying down with a towel because his back gave out on him. Michael Jordan, I know his numbers looked really good, but he's on a horrible Wizards team.
And we look ahead to this series, and I say all that to say this, this could be a legacy series between LeBron James and Stephen Curry. They got to feel pretty damn good about their chances to get back to another finals if they win the series. Now, what happens with the Nuggets, what happens with the Suns, we'll have to see that. But this series coming up against the Los Angeles Lakers, this is what legends are made of kind of thing. This is Steph versus LeBron part 50 million. This is Rocky versus Drago. This is a heavyweight fight.
But
it's Anthony Davis. Lakers are looking to look back and hey, you guys all think our bubble ring's cute.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to erase that.
Yeah.
We're trying to win a real one you guys don't think it's a real one.
A little more rest.
They got a little bit of rest.
Their closeout was impressive.
They flexed their muscles on the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, you know what? I thought that they might have done this regardless, but getting a chance to watch the Warriors' effort.
I actually agree with yes.
I think that helped benefit. If you don't think they're following it, you're tripping.
They have that on the locker room. They're
Memphis.
Oh, God. What are you? Dylan Brooks has got to go. Yeah, real quick on that.
Anybody that hasn't gained respect for Sacramento Kings, you're tripping, right? You're tripping. I have tremendous respect for them. And we can get into the Sabonis not shaking hands and all that, but whatever. The Memphis Grizzlies, they need serious movement on that roster. Dylan Brooks, the way that they went down, you can't roll him back. You can't.
I'll push back a little bit because they did not have Steven Adams. He's a big part.
No, Brandon
Clark,
agree with
that. So I don't know if they need wholesale changes.
No, but
Dylan Brooks needs to move on. And John Morant, he's got to look in. And he's talked about it after the game. He's got to be a leader, man.
Yeah.
A leader was what De'Aaron Fox did in that series on the other side. That's what I saw. That was what a leader did. Hurt finger. He still did his thing. Forcing a Game 7. Now, it didn't go their way in Game 7 because you know what? You ran into a generational player in Steph Curry, and that happens. The lights were too bright for the Sacramento Kings. And DeMontis Sabonis, if we're talking about, and you mentioned the Grizzlies, teams that need to revamp and rethink things moving forward, he can't be your two. He's not going to get it done in the West. I think this was a great learning experience for them because they went up against the best in the Golden State Warriors, and they now need to know and realize what it takes to beat this team, and Sabonis ain't going to get it done against the big boys.
Well,
he's just not going to get it done.
I actually thought Sabonis played really well yesterday in the first half.
And then what happened?
No, I did.
That's the thing.
When he took a three late in that game.
If the amount of times that I saw him just dribbling, looking for someone at the top of the key, I was like, this guy stinks. I'm sorry.
How about when he was begging for a foul on the and one layup?
And then you just saw him sitting at the bench there with his black eye, just looking 1,000-yard stare. It's just like,
Well, I think one of the keys to Game 6, him being in foul trouble and being off the floor. Like, why? And I know Bonte is going to rail on this. I'm 100% with him. Trey Lyles ate their lunch. It wasn't just Trey. It was him being out there created spacing, which gave them better looks. They got anything they wanted in game six.
We're up against it here. That's Joe Shasky. He's going to be joined with Bonte Hill next. They're fired up. 888-957-9570. Warriors 120. Kings 100. Stephen Curry, 50 points. They're moving on to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. All Warriors talk right here on 95.7 The Game. President of Basketball Operations next at 7 o'clock with the Morning Roast right here on 95.7 The Game.